A new poll indicates that more than half of all Europeans believe Israel poses a greater threat to world peace than Iran, North Korea, and Afghanistan. Lisa Bryant reports on the survey that shows Europeans also consider the United States as among the top countries threatening world peace. The early October poll of more than 7,500 people across the European Union is to be formally released by the European Commission on Monday. A spokesman for the Commission in Brussels said when reached Saturday that the survey looks at how Europeans feel about a number of issues, not just about world peace. Nonetheless, the findings, published early by several European newspapers, appear troubling from the U.S. point of view. Nearly 60% of Europeans surveyed ranked Israel as a country posing the biggest threat to world peace today. According to France's Le Monde newspaper, the United States ranks sixth on the list after North Korea, Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan. The findings underscore continued transatlantic divisions on a number of issues, most recently the U.S.-led war on Iraq. Many Europeans adamantly oppose the conflict, even those living in countries such as Spain, where the government sided with Washington. The new survey, called the Eurobarometer, found that two-thirds of Europeans are still against the war. In other findings, nearly 58% said the United Nations, rather than the United States, should oversee the post-war reconstruction of Iraq. More than half of the Europeans surveyed said they oppose sending European peacekeepers to Iraq, and nearly two-thirds said they believed Washington should pick up the bill for post-war reconstruction of that country. At the same time, however, more than 80% said they believed European nations should increase humanitarian aid to Iraq. Results of this latest wide-ranging European survey were released in part in late October, following an Iraq donors conference in Madrid. But the first results did not include the negative views held by Europeans toward Israel and the United States. European officials told Le Monde newspaper that the delay in including these new findings was due to technical reasons, not to political ones. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.